This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A gunman opened fire at a campaign truck carrying former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan. Party officials say he was wounded in the leg and that his injuries are not serious. The attack happened in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province. Khan was traveling in a large convoy towards the capital, Islamabad. Khan has been pursuing his campaign aimed at forcing the government to hold early elections. He was taken to a hospital in Lahore. Israeli forces have killed at least four Palestinians as Israel counts final votes in its national elections. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
A Palestinian who stabbed a police officer in Jerusalem's Old City was shot at and killed, according to police. The police officer was lightly wounded. In the West Bank, mourners poured into the streets for the funeral of a Palestinian man who police say threw a firebomb at them during a raid. The violence comes amid a backdrop in which former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to regain power backed by far-right allies. The coalition government is expected to include the extremist lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir, who said Israel would soon take a tougher approach to attackers. Israeli political analyst Yohanan Plesner:
the Israeli people wanted change and they wanted the government to pay more attention, serious attention, to questions of personal safety and security.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Group of seven foreign ministers gathered on Thursday to weigh how to support Ukraine through the winter in the face of Russian attacks on its power grid, as well as deal with China's growing assertiveness and Iran's crackdown on protests. The two-day meeting in Germany comes amid concerns over the consistency of Western support for Ukraine against Russia's invasion amid leadership changes across Europe. This is VOA News. North Korea is breaking multiple United Nations resolutions with its recent string of missile launches, the U.S. representative to the U.N. said, as the United States sought a U.N. Security Council meeting on Friday to address Pyongyang's actions. The Biden administration has warned North Korea against the nuclear testing, saying there will be additional costs and consequences if they do. U.S. President Joe Biden is on a final big campaign swing before Tuesday's midterms. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It's a three-day, four-state blitz to back Democrats in tight races from solidly blue California, Illinois, and New Mexico to battleground Pennsylvania. The trip reveals a defensive stance, the president spending most of his time trying to help keep seats Democrats already hold in areas he easily won 2 years ago. Last night, though, he was on offense.
Silence is complicity.
Urging Americans to take a stand against voter intimidation and political violence. In dark terms, the president warned of ultra-MAGA challenges to democracy and said the power to preserve it lies where it always does.
With the people, in your hands, in your heart, in your ballot.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Almost 8 million people in South Sudan, or two-thirds of the population in the deeply troubled country, are at risk of severe hunger, the United Nations warned Thursday. The misery in one of the poorest nations on the planet is being compounded by widespread flooding, which has now affected more than 1 million people, according to the UN. In a joint report, the Food and Agriculture Organization, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the World Food Program said the proportion of people facing high levels of food insecurity and malnourishment is at the highest level ever. The Powerball prize is now up to $1.5 billion. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
No one won Wednesday night's $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot. That means the prize has grown even larger to $1.5 billion ahead of Saturday night's drawing. The numbers drawn Wednesday night are 2, 11, 22, 35, 60, and the red Powerball 23. No one has won the top prize since August 3rd, meaning there have been 39 consecutive drawings with no one matching all six numbers. The odds of picking all six winning numbers? 1 in 292.2 million. I'm Donna Warder.
For more on these and all the stories we're following, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Just search for VOA News. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.